Welcome to Off the Bench with Danny Cannell.
Back to throw, first and 10, the pass complete to his tight end.
And Rajah Bell.
Bell has done tackling it. 22 to Rajah.
Saw the future of football right before your eyes. Just yell it out, man. He can't guard me.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot because you just said something. You just said you played for your family, for your money, for to get paid, and for the love of the game.
Yeah.
Which order? What had the most priority?
Love of the game initially. Like, when I first came into the league, I played for love of the game. Like, yeah. I just loved the hoop. The money was second because I was making $20,000 in the CBA, and it wasn't enough to – and I didn't have a family yet.
Right.
Once I started making a little bit of money and I was in the game for a while, it was still love of the game. And then it became family, and then it became money. Towards the end, it was money, family, and love of the game because it had worn off. It was a job for me at that point.
That's why I don't think I was very good.
Right.
Because I don't think – no, I'm 100% serious. I don't think I was good or great in the NFL because I didn't love it. Right. I was out there to make a paycheck, and my family, I was single. But, I mean, I was – I wanted to have a good reputation. And I wanted to work hard. But the reason I didn't play – or the reason I didn't prep harder – do more in the offseason. I didn't love the game. Like, I loved basketball and baseball more than I loved playing football. And I think that's why I wasn't good. That's why when I talk to young kids or when I try to evaluate young players, I want to find out how much they love the game. Because that the hit rate on quarterbacks is 50-50. It's you know, if you draft a guy number one overall, 50% of those guys are going to be a bust. 50% are going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are great are the guys that love the game. And here's the crazy thing. When you're trying to evaluate them, they'll sit there and they will tell you all day long, I'm a gym rat. I'm going to study film. I love the game. So you can't tell.
Yeah,
you have
impossible.
To do your due diligence there. So I think, and I was similar to, like, earlier in my career, loved playing sports, loved being out there, but I never loved it the way I thought I could have. And I think that's what held me back.
Yeah. See, I grew up, I was the son of a PE coach. So my day, we didn't have any, there weren't video games, there weren't iPads, which are another, like, my kids are addicted to them. Like, we didn't have that. And so I love tennis. I love football. I love sports. So it was the only thing I ever wanted to do. And basketball, because tennis was my main everyday after school sport, basketball became that, like, hey man, I can get away from this and really just love it because no one's really instructing me on it. And that stuck with me. And then it became, like, for me, I was always the underdog. So it became like, I proved these mofos wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you cut me, all right, here, you got to see me next year because I'll be back. And I poured my heart and soul and my love into that disrespect. And it was the only reason a guy like me with marginal talent and athletic ability could stick around as much as I did, because I just loved it like that.
This is just a glimpse of what you're going to get on Off the Bench with Cannell and Bell. Head over to Apple Podcasts, download and subscribe. Check us out. Leave us a 5-star review while you're at it. We're going to come out Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays to start off. Hopefully have them out early in the morning so you can listen anytime you want to throughout the day. While you're at it, head over to Twitter and give us a follow at Cannell and Bell.